Lesson 41, A Fresh Start. Dan runs a steakhouse in Bedfordshire. The previous owners had to shut the place down after a health inspection discovered toxins, parasites, and other bacteria and viruses in the restaurant's kitchen. Now the sole breadwinner of a house of four children, Dan has to make this new business work. He also has to pay alimony to his ex-wife, despite having gained custody of the children during the tumultuous divorce procedure.
Since taking over the restaurant last month, people in the area haven't really been coming in. He is considering making some radical changes before the next health inspection takes place to let people know things are different. He really enjoys running this restaurant and couldn't imagine it being taken away from him.
But Dan is even more interested in a second visitor this month, the famous food critic, Harold Walter. There will be a surprise visit in the near future, as this year's edition of his food guide is due to be out in 4 months' time. Dan can't help imagining his restaurant being a reference in the guide.
Dan is lucky he has a close-knit family, and his two eldest children, Sarah and Fred, are currently on holiday for 2 whole weeks. Both are more than willing to help their dad for this grand opening and don't mind cleaning and painting. Dan is also determined to give his offspring some valuable work experience. He is also hoping this will bring them further together and teach them to manage sibling rivalry differently.
The revamp has started. After having partly refurbished the restaurant with a new colour scheme and logo to greet the guests, they are now all giving the kitchen a thorough clean. Dan, Sarah, and Fred are surprised to find so many leftovers and perishables that are way past their sell-by date, not to mention the frozen food and unused ingredients. They can't avoid throwing it all out, and they consider bleaching the whole place. It is now spotless.
After the hard work, they sit down with a cup of tea and discuss the brand new menu they will be offering following tonight's grand opening. They suggest changing it completely, shorter, clearer, and fresher selections of cuts of meat, sauces, and side dishes.
I think we should vary the sauces more. Basil, chili, pepper, mustard, garlic mayonnaise, gravy, onion, wine, and other seasonings and flavorings. What do you think?
That is not a bad idea, but let's finish choosing the cuts of meat. How many cuts do we have on offer a la carte now?
About 8. Tenderloin, fillet, ribs, chop, shank, bump. Should we have a vegetarian option too?
Not really. It doesn't make much sense. If people don't fancy eating meat, there is always a vast selection of side dishes to choose from. Salads, potato dishes.
What if some people are allergic or have food that doesn't agree with them?
I can't imagine that being very frequent, so I suggest worrying about that when it happens.
I enjoy eating desserts when I go out for a meal. What is our selection at the moment?
5 simple and international desserts to choose from.
Dan, his two children, and the head waiter finish discussing the menu hours later. The restaurant is now left with an exciting new a la carte menu with space for a couple of specials. The chef practices cooking the specials in the afternoon in order to have everything ready for tonight's dinner service. The wine list is yet to be changed. They can't risk disappointing the customers. The wine salesman will be over early afternoon with samples of French, Argentinian, Chilean, and Spanish wines. Dan's Steakhouse is now ready for a fresh start. Leaflets are being handed out in the city centre, and people are already phoning up to book a table for tonight.